214,000 people did so, up 12,000 from the previous week, but right around what analysts were expecting. A six-year-old autistic Georgia boy still missing after his father says Maddox Rich ran away from him while they were playing in a park last Saturday. The father says he didn't immediately call 911.
We were searching. I had park staff helping the search, too, so I felt like we could have found him.
The searching continues. Flooding in one South Carolina town may not end up being nearly as bad as everyone in Georgetown was fearing it would be after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Texas Attorney General is getting involved in a lawsuit against a Houston area school district that suspended an African-American student who wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ken Paxton's office intervening in the suit against a state law that requires students to stand for the pledge. The student says the last line of the pledge, with liberty and justice for all, is, in his words, obviously not what's going on in America today. The Attorney General says, quote, school children cannot unilaterally refuse to participate in the pledge. Tonight's Thursday night football game between the Vikings and Rams will be the first NFL game called by two female announcers. Veteran journalists Hannah Storm and Andrea Kremer will be covering the game for Amazon Prime. This week's matchup of the two top NFC contenders is the first of 11 games that Storm and Kremer will be calling for Amazon Prime this season. McDonald's announcing that it's discontinuing preservatives in most of its burgers. The company's announced its classic burgers like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese are now free from artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, and preservatives. The 14,000 McDonald's in the U.S. are already serving them that way, and the change, McDonald's says, has not affected the price. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. Traffic
stuff. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 and Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how one teacher was fired for giving her students zeros on an assignment, why Dunkin' Donuts is changing its name, I'll have five tips on how you can grow your business today, and I'll show you how to get the most out of Google Maps Explorer feature, and I'll have seven things you can do if you can't make payroll. It's Thursday, September 27th, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and I'm the host of this program. It's called Taking Care of Business. We get together every Thursday at this time, a little after noon o'clock, and we talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 65 degrees at 12:05. Today, it'll be cloudy with a slight chance of a shower, a high of 68 degrees and a low of 58 with a few showers rolling in this evening. For tomorrow, we're going to have showers in the morning, then cloudy skies, a high of 64 and a low of 54. For Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 72 and a low of 48. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 69 degrees and a low of 54.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way we be taking.
The current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently up 137.58 to 26,522.86. The NASDAQ up 68.25 to 8,058.64. S&P 500 is up 16.79 to 2,922.76. Oil is up 48 cents to $72.05 per barrel. And gold down $12.60 to $1,186.50 an ounce. Right, as we get into the program, we certainly appreciate that you are listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Always glad that you can join us. I appreciate all the feedback that I've been receiving over the last couple of weeks on the program. People telling me that the topics are exactly what they want to be listening to. A couple of people have made a couple of suggestions on things affecting their business, and I am researching those topics and those stories so that I can bring them to you on future episodes. And at the end of the show, I'll give you my email address. And if you ever have any questions or program topics, by all means, reach out to me, because that's what Huntington Chamber Radio is all about, helping you with anything that may be affecting you. And we have a lot of different show hosts. We've got home improvement people. We've got accountants. We've got lawyers. We've got therapists. We've got sports people. So you name it, there's probably a topic out here or a show that will touch on what you need. But if you are listening, you have two ways to do that. First of all, you can listen to WHCR-DB on your car's digital radio player. You can listen online at HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, or you can stream the program on Facebook when we use Facebook Live on my page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Now, if you're already listening, and maybe you're on Huntington Chamber Radio, we would encourage you to like and follow everybody's show page. And that, so for this one, it's called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page. You can see the live stream when we have guests in studio. You'll be able to see them here as well. We have a big guest coming up on October 11th. We're getting ready to promote that show and looking forward to that. I think everybody in Flemington should tune into that program. It's going to be a big one, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then also, middle of the week, if something happens in the business world that I think would have an impact on small business, I usually will post it on the Facebook page first so that people who follow the page will get the information in a timely manner. Our business quote of the week is brought to you each week at this time by Kvia Flemington. I really like this one, and it came from that world-famous author, Anonymous, when they said, "The biggest mistake a small business can make is to think like a small business." When I read this in preparation for the show, I loved it, because so many times when I'm talking with small business owners, they're thinking small. They're not thinking about, and I don't necessarily want you to think that, you know, you're going to own a small business today and suddenly be a Fortune 500 company tomorrow. But I want you thinking a little bit bigger. I want you to run your business as if it's a Fortune 500 company, but still maintain that mom and pop feel. It's a little bit of a conundrum for people when I say it like that. But what I mean by that is I want your processes to be stellar. You know, I don't want that you receive inventory in the back door, but you don't have any method of checking it off on a packing list. And that's one of the areas that I see a lot with businesses. They don't really maintain their inventory. They don't, they're not tracking what comes in. How do you know if you order 50 pieces that you actually got 50? Maybe you got 49. And that's costing you money. So make sure that you're tracking everything, you know, from your shipping costs, cost of goods sold, things like that. Make sure that you're thinking like a big business. And if you need help with that, go find it somewhere, whether it's in books, online, or something like that. But don't just think because you're a small business that you can get away with acting like a small business. So again, the quote of the week, the business quote of the week: the biggest mistake a small business can make is to think like a small business. So again, I want you thinking big as we move forward, not only with this program, but, you know, in the coming weeks. We are at the end of September, which means we have one quarter to go. And the first show in January, I had asked you, what were your goals? And a lot of people are saying, you know, that are emailing me, they're saying, look, I know you asked me for my goals, and I didn't quite achieve them. I kind of abandoned them in March. And I said, okay, reset. Create new goals and then go after them. And some people did, some people didn't. So here's the last chance for a reset. And I have a story in here that's going to be very important for why I'm asking you to do this. You have one quarter to go, October, November, December. So what I'm looking to do is to make this your best fourth quarter ever. And the story that I'm going to have in a couple of stories after the break will definitely tie that all in together. But right now, you have to focus. How are you going to finish strong, whether it's in the holiday season, whether it's just the whole quarter? How are you going to grow your business over those remaining 3 months? And set new goals. Keep them modest. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to grow my business by 30%, because very few businesses would do that in 3 months. But come up with some goal that you're working towards that you can post on your computer, you can put on the bathroom mirror, you can share with your employees and have everybody working towards that same goal. So the first story that I had today has probably nothing to do with business, but it could down the road. So there's a Florida teacher just hired this summer, and she was fired about 3 weeks into the school year for refusing to give students partial credit on an assignment that they didn't turn in. So a teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida, says that she was fired for refusing to give students partial credit for work they didn't even turn into her. Now, according to WPTV, after many students didn't hand in an Explorer notebook project, Diana Tirado, an 8th grade history teacher at Westgate K-8 school, gave them a zero for a grade. If you don't turn in the work, I'm thinking zero. Now, according to Tirado, she was let go because of the school's no-zero policy, allegedly that's included in the student and parent handbook. But what if they don't turn it in, and they say we'll give them a 50? Oh, no, we don't, Tirado told WPTV. Tirado, who was still in her probationary period, was terminated from her position on September 14th. However, no clause was mentioned in her letter of dismissal from the principal. According to WFTV, a chief information officer for Westgate said in a statement, there is no district or individual school policy prohibiting teachers from recording a grade of zero for work not turned in. The district's uniform grading system utilizes letter grades of A through F, numerical grades 100 to 0, and grade point averages from 4 to 0. Tirado, who says teaching is a calling for her, claims she was told never to give a student a 0. And in the TV report, it also shows the minimum score that anybody can get is 50%, or a grade of 50. She says, I'm so upset because we have a nation of kids that are expecting to get paid and live their life just for showing up, and it's not real, the teacher said. On Tirado's last day, she wrote a message on her whiteboard to the students and posted it on Facebook. She said, bye, kids, she wrote. Mrs. Tirado loves you and wishes you the best in life. I have been fired for refusing to give you a 50% for not turning anything in. Ultimately, Tirado hopes the school will change its alleged policy of not handing out zeros. She wrote in a Facebook post on Tuesday, the reason I took on this fight was because it was ridiculous. Teaching should not be this hard. Teachers teach content. Children do the assignments to the best of their ability, and teachers grade that work based on a grading scale that has been around for a very long time. So many times you hear that argument of this generation is so lazy. This generation has been coddled, the participation trophy. You talk about how helicopter parents are hovering to or doing the homework for children, making sure that little Johnny never has a bad day. And so are we creating that soft generation of kids who are just going to expect that if I just show up, you're going to pay me? And we're seeing it in the workforce. In isolated incidents, we're seeing where kids, young adults are showing up, but they don't have a work ethic. You know, they have a cell phone in their hand because, God forbid, they miss an important text message. But they don't have a work ethic that says from 9 to 5 or whatever the hours are, I'm here to work and you're going to pay me in exchange for that work. And every chance they get, they find a way to go to the cell phone, check messages, check Facebook. And it's just, it drives me absolutely nuts. And so here you have a teacher who does the lesson plan, hands out an assignment, kids don't turn it in, and they're still expected to get at least 50%. So social promotion, if you want to go that route, would tell you that at 50%, you get a couple of A's on a couple of quizzes and tests, and you're in about a C, maybe a B minus average, but you're not doing the work and you're still getting rewarded for it. So I'm all for this teacher, Mrs. Toronto, and what she did. It's a shame she lost her job over it, and I think the school district is wrong as a result. But hopefully she'll be allowed back in, and hopefully, more importantly, the students will understand the value of doing the necessary work. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano. We'll be back right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and glad to have listeners from all over the country, including Lori out there in Phoenix, Brian up in Boston, and Melissa down in Florida. So glad you could be joining us here today on the program. Well, it was announced yesterday that actually, two things. Before I get into this story, I really wanted to congratulate my buddy Kenny Wallace for being inducted into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame last night. There was a great ceremony down there, and as far as someone from auto racing, the whole Wallace family, but Kenny in particular for what he has done and the successes he's had. Congratulations to you, bud. So now back to the program. I'm often confused. I'm often perplexed when businesses change their name. Now, it was announced earlier this year that IHOP was changing to IHOB, the International House of Burgers. But why change an icon? Why would you go from International House of Pancakes, something everybody knows you for? If you want to just say, we also do burgers, you could promote that through regular marketing and advertising. When Got Milk, when the Milk Foundation got rid of their Got Milk campaign, I didn't think that was a good idea. The only time I think that I've really seen a business change its name, and it really was in response to popular culture at the time, was when Federal Express became FedEx, and it worked. They kept the logo colors, but everybody always referred to, I'm going to FedEx this package. And so, FedEx just changed, or Federal Express changed their name to FedEx. There is an iconic brand that has known for one thing and one thing only, and that's donuts. And it's called Dunkin' Donuts, or the Double D, as some people call it. But Dunkin' is throwing away the donuts. Not literally. Don't panic. So Dunkin' Brands Group announced on Tuesday that it will officially change the chain's name from Dunkin' Donuts to simply Dunkin', and the change will be effective on January of 2019. And it will be reflected on all packaging as well as the company's advertising and website. All new and remodeled stores in the U.S. will use the new Dunkin' logo on interior and exterior signage. The decision comes after Dunkin' Brands tested out the new branding over the past year at some location, and it's part of an effort to position the company as a beverage-led, on-the-go brand. Dunkin' said in a release on Tuesday, the company has also been rolling out new store designs and emphasizing mobile ordering. Of course, the company won't stop selling donuts at its stores. Dunkin' bills itself as the largest donut retailer in America, selling more than $2.9 billion of the confections and munchkins every year across the globe. Our new branding is one of the many things we are doing as part of our blueprint for growth to modernize the Dunkin' experience for our customers, Dunkin' brand CEO David Hoffman said in a statement. Dunkin' has more than 20 locations in the St. Louis region. Most are owned by franchisee Michael Geller, who reintroduced the donut brand to St. Louis in 2010 after a 10-year hiatus. Last year, Sandwich Group Incorporated reached a deal to open 9 more Dunkin' stores in the region. Sandwich Group is led by veteran Dunkin' franchisees Jonas Hagos and Harish Patel, who owns more than 60 Dunkin' restaurants, and new franchisees Faisal Raja and Kieran James. Investment costs were not disclosed, but Dunkin's website estimates an initial investment for a new restaurant is between $134,000 and $1.6 million, not including real estate. The company also requires franchisees to have a minimum of $250,000 in liquid assets and a $500,000 minimum net worth per unit. So I'm not sure how you feel on this. Does it matter to you if you're a Dunkin' fan or a Dunkin' Donuts fan? Does it really matter? Or are you still going to go for your coffee and donuts and they can call it whatever they like? Do you like in the Federal Express to FedEx example, do you typically refer to Dunkin' Donuts as either Dunkin' or Dunkin' Donuts? It'd be interesting to see how you weigh in on this because it just seems to me like for 40 or 50 years we've grown up with Dunkin' Donuts, and now all of a sudden I heard a couple people a few years ago referring to it as the Double D, and now to just call it Dunkin'. I'd be curious to see how people are responding to the change. You know, would Starbucks ever just change their name to Star? Not really sure. Let's talk about consumer confidence. There's so much news coming out of Washington this week, and none of it is anything that I really care about. The Kavanaugh confirmation is going on. The interviews are going on between Justice Kavanaugh or Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser as far as what happened 36 years ago. But there's something else going on that comes particularly out of Washington that is getting very little attention. And I think this ties into the story that I was telling you about earlier. When you are planning your fourth quarter, and I was talking to you about the goals for the end of the year, how are you going to finish strong? This should encourage you to do whatever you can, to do whatever it takes to make this the most successful quarter that you ever have. Because consumer confidence is at its highest level since 2000. And consumer confidence indexes have surged to an 18-year high. What does that mean for you, the small business owner? It's really simple. People have and want to spend more money. So the consumer confidence index reached 138.4, which is exceeding the average analyst estimates of 132.1, the conference board reported Tuesday. The previous revised confidence index was 134.7 for August. Now, after a considerable improvement in August, consumer confidence increased further in September and hovers at an 18-year high, Lynn Franco, who's the director of economic indicators at the conference board, said in a statement. The September reading is not far from the all-time high of 144.7, which was reached in 2000. Consumers' assessment of current conditions remains extremely favorable, bolstered by a strong economy and robust job growth. The surge suggests solid economic growth exceeding 3% for the remainder of the year. She added, these historically high confidence levels should continue to support healthy consumer spending and should be welcome news for retailers as they begin gearing up for the holiday season. So here again, you have consumer confidence at a high of the last 18 years, practically a generation's worth. So how does that translate to your small business? It's simple. people are going to spend more. You're going to see record sales this year, be it online, brick and mortar. You're going to see record sales this year at Christmas time. I guarantee you when you get done with Black Friday and Lester Holt comes on NBC Nightly News, he's going to have the first report, and it's going to talk about how spending is up by a certain percentage. And it's because people are going to have more to spend with, or they're going to feel as if the economy is in such a good position that there will be more coming down the road. So I would suggest that now is the time to start marketing your products, your services around the holidays so that you get into people's heads early. If you're going to be a dress store, let's say you're a dress store and you want to start talking about new outfits for the holidays, now, September, October, don't wait. Now is the time to start hitting people up, especially when confidence is high. And if the growth is going to grow by an additional 3% by the end of the year, ride that wave and make sure that you're involved, that you're attached to it so that people will know that, you know, your place is the place they need to be shopping at. Now, a lot of businesses, a lot of these stories are tying into each other today, but a lot of businesses have been asking me, I'm seeing a leveling off, if you will, of growth. I'm seeing maybe a decline. How do I grow my business? So here are five tips on how you can start to grow your business today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to. There's no magic formula. I will always tell you that marketing is number one. You have to promote your business. I've said this from the very first show 7 years ago, right up through today. The number one rule in business, always be promoting. ABP. I will never stop saying that. It cures all evil. If you are promoting your business, if you are marketing your business, if you're telling people who you are, where you are, what you do, they're going to find you. You want to tattoo it on their brain. You want to have a front of mind presence so that people think only of you. We've done a very good job of it at Crown Trophy. Other businesses have done a very good job of it. You know, if you think of, you know, I need a painter. Who is the first painter locally that comes to mind? If it's, you know, a dress shop, if it's a jewelry store, who is coming to mind? If it's, I need to go to lunch, is there a particular place that's a favorite of yours? And then ask yourself, how? How did they become the one that you think of first? Was it in marketing? Was it in a coupon? Was it in an ad in the paper or something you saw on TV? What's making you go there first? So here are five ways to grow your business today. The first is to look for partnerships. Who can you partner with and align yourself with that is connected both to money and customers that need a similar service to yours? Getting connected to the right people gets you closer to new opportunities and new customers. So let's say you have a business. Maybe you're a painter, and you come in contact with a person who does sheetrock for a living, sheetrock and insulation. If you partner up, they recommend you as the painter. After they've put the sheetrock up, you get the job. That's a partnership. You come into a job, and you know that you need somebody who can do sheetrock and insulation. Now you're giving work back to them. It's a win-win for both companies. You can also work harder. I know people hate it when I say that, but I'm going to say it again. If you add an extra hour of work to your day, half hour in the morning, half hour in the evening, you'll be underpaid until you're overpaid. That means you have to do a lot of the hard work now before you'll see any of the results. Remember when I talked about that holiday rush? It's the work you're willing to do now, getting ready for the holidays, that will pay off. If you wait until Thanksgiving Day or the week after and think you're just going to ride that cresting wave, you've already lost. You need to start preparing now for the holidays. So that means you have to do a lot of the hard work now before you're going to see any results. Expand the amount of time you dedicate to earning money, and it will grow. Change your how you operate and start hustling more. More promotion, more. If you have to use coupons, but make sure people know, again, who you are, where you are, and what you do, and they need to know it today. So get started this week, this weekend, carve some time out, and come up with a plan for the next 90 days how you're going to promote your business. You can also hire a team, and this allows other people to do the things that you need to do, but that don't make you money. So what are you doing in your role right now that you could pay somebody $10 an hour to do and have it done for you? I'd rather have you pay someone so that you can concentrate on what's going to earn you money. For instance, if I own a trophy store, which I do, and I was in the back building trophies, am I making money or is that something that somebody can do at $10 an hour? Answer is, somebody could be doing that at $10 an hour. What could I then be doing with my time? I could be talking to larger clients. I could be doing collection calls. I could be creating a marketing campaign for the next 90 days. That's where my specialty is, not necessarily in building trophies. I'd be the highest paid trophy builder there is. Number four, use social media more. Now, if you can disseminate information, you can get known. Attention is the name of the game to grow any business, and you need to get big and become a celebrity in your space. Always be promoting. Make sure people know who you are. Whether it's writing white papers, whether it's writing articles on LinkedIn, make sure people know that you're a player in your space. Don't, again, we go back to the quote of the day. It was very simple. It said, small businesses can't think like a small business. Think big, act big, be big. And number five, training. You can always get better at what you do. Sometimes the best thing you can do is simply to train and refine your skills and sharpen your sword. And there's a reason why all the greats, no matter the industry, train. If you don't train, you'll only be maintaining the status quo, and soon you'll be on the decline. And I can guarantee you there will be somebody else in your space that's willing to put in the time, get trained, learn more, and suddenly they'll be the person that everybody's thinking of first. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Take a quick break for the news, and then we'll come back with making the most of Google Maps Explore feature.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Part one of a long-awaited hearing on Capitol Hill is over for the day as Christine Blasey Ford was pressed on the details of her serious allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions.
At that hearing where Kavanaugh was not present, Ford said she's certain it was Kavanaugh who allegedly forced himself on her at a house in Maryland in the 1980s when they were at a high school party.
I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. But the details that about that night that bring me here today are the ones I will never forget. They have been seared into my memory and have haunted me episodically as an adult.
Kavanaugh, who strongly denies the allegations, will be testifying this afternoon at the hearing without Ford present. And this is USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and the host of this program. I believe next week we're going to be starting to celebrate our seventh year on the air here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And what a cool service this is for local businesses. You know, it's very rare, I think, when you're sitting in your office to know that you could turn on the radio and listen to an attorney. You could turn on the radio and listen to an accountant. If you're struggling, you could listen to a therapist. And so there's so much programming content here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio that I hope you're taking advantage of it. throughout the day on the live stream or on the archive. If you go to huntertonchamberradio.com, click on your archive page and then find the show you have the most interest in. Then, you know, you can listen at your leisure, whether it's at home or in the car, anywhere you have a mobile device that has access to the internet. So before the break, I was telling you that I wanted to talk to you about making the most of Google Maps Explore feature. And a lot of people don't claim their listing on Google or any of the other sites, Yahoo, Manta, any of those. And it's a real shame because so many, even if you don't have a website, if you just claim the listing, put in your hours, tell them what type of payment you take, tell them a little bit about your business, you know, whether you have on-site or off-site parking, it helps you tremendously. So this is your homework assignment for this week. As we talk about going into the holiday rush, as we talk about consumer confidence being high, people are going to have money to spend, they need to be able to find you. And Google Maps will help them do that. And the Explore feature will help them do that. But you got to do some work too. So let's say you own a small business locally. If you Google your business, so let's say you look up ABC Electric, okay? You go there and there's going to be a little tab that says claim this listing. You want to claim it. You own the business. So you're going to register your business with Google and give them as much information as you can, the hours of operation, what type of payment, what type of credit cards do you take, a little paragraph summary of your business, maybe upload a couple of photos of the front of your store. This is going to help you get recognized on Google Maps. Now, Google Maps is one of the most frequently used apps on smartphones with over 1 billion active monthly users. And the Explore feature can be a great way to get your business in front of new eyes. Recent updates to the Google Maps app have shown that Google is making an effort to compete with review sites like Yelp when it comes to providing recommendations. Instead of simply showing what's nearby, Google will start by making recommendations based on users' likes, dislikes, and habits. A little bit of work involved here, but let's say a person is constantly Googling sports. They're Googling golf. They're Googling baseball. They're Googling hockey. They're Googling racing. And I'm a trophy store. I can put in search words that affect all those sports, and hopefully Google will make the connection where if this person at their leisure is Googling all these activities, then chances are they might want to have an interest in seeing your business. So as of the most recent update, Google has updated the Explore tab to provide personal recommendations for nearby restaurants, events, and activities. And they have even more advanced updates in the works. Currently, the app provides you with a personalized rating based on how much it thinks you will like a particular business. So if you tend to rate Mexican restaurants high and pizzerias low, it will know which style of food to recommend to you when you're browsing your options. You can also narrow it down to specific types of restaurants, like bars or brunch spots, by clicking the More option. In this menu, you can also explore all kinds of nearby businesses. But in order for your business to benefit from these new features, you will have to be proactive. First, again, claim your business listing. Even if your business comes up on Explore, people will likely pass over you if they can't easily get the information they need. So the first thing you'll want to do is to make sure your business is claimed on Google and that all of your business information is up to date. Update your hours, your address, your contact information. But the finer details are important too. Make sure the business category is correct, upload recent photos, and check that any links to websites and social media are correct. And you want to be vigilant about reputation management. Another important aspect of the Explore tab is that it displays your average star rating and displays previous customer reviews. So if your business doesn't have any reviews, or if they're only left by unhappy customers, your business will be unlikely to appear at the top of anyone's recommendations. While directly asking for positive reviews is generally against the rules, you can always make a suggestion to customers who have had a positive experience. You want to be sure to adopt and maintain good reputation management practices. If someone leaves a negative Google review of your business, you'll want to respond to it appropriately, in a timely manner, and most importantly, people, professionally. When you put the right efforts forward, you'll be able to attract new eyes to your business and obtain new customers with the Explore tab. The Explore tab is almost like free advertising. It's putting your name in front of the people who should be members of your target audience. With Google devoting time and resources to improve the recommendations and incorporating into such a popular app, You'll find it worth your while to make sure your business page is optimized and maintained. So again, first things first, look up your business, Google your business, and then if it shows the listing and it says claim this listing on any site, on Yahoo, on Manta, there's so many different websites out there that do this. There's at least 60 of them that I know of. Make sure that you're updating. It's going to take some time. There are services out there that will go across the spectrum and update all of them for you. It's going to cost you a certain fee, but make sure that it's getting done so that you can have a better experience with Google Maps Explorer. All right. A couple of businesses I met with in the last week or two all were making the same comment. Now that they're coming out of the summer slump, you know, sales were down, income was down, they're having trouble making payroll. And it's critical that you have a plan to get the cash you need when you and your employees need it. So here are seven ways that you can achieve that goal. If you've experienced a sudden change in cash flow like those people did or an unexpected expense, it can throw off your plans for your business. In some cases, it could impact your long-term goals. But in a worst-case scenario, it can have an immediate ramifications, including not being able to make payroll. Not only would a late paycheck anger your employees, but it could also be a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, and you could incur legal penalties. What's more, employees may also be able to file a state wage claim against you. So if payday is coming up and you're not sure you can make payroll, it's critical that you have a plan to get the cash you need when you and your employees need it. So here are seven things you can do to achieve that goal. First, start by settling your accounts receivables. If you have past due payments in your accounts receivables, reach out to your customers to request immediate payment. If they are unable or unwilling, consider offering a discount to settle promptly. You can even consider offering discounts to customers who aren't yet past due to see if they'd be willing to pay early. Number two, request an extension on accounts payable. If you've always made payments to your suppliers on time, they may be willing to give you a break on upcoming payments. By getting an extension on your payment terms, you can use that cash instead of to pay your employees. If you go this route, though, it's essential that you have a plan to meet the new payment due date from your suppliers. Asking for an extension, then missing the payment anyway, could cause even more problems for your business. You want to liquidate any surplus inventory is the third tip. If you have extra inventory and selling it won't jeopardize your business further, consider selling it to get a quick infusion of cash. Contact a liquidation company and also look at prices for your products on eBay and Amazon to see which channel offers the best profit. You likely won't get as much money from selling surplus inventory this way as you would selling it to customers, but the lost profit might be worth avoiding potential penalties and legal fees. Number four, get a business line of credit. If you don't already have a line of credit to help with cash flow problems, now is the time to consider one. The way a business line of credit works, you can use it, pay it off, and then use it again. And it makes it possible to get the cash you need now, plus provide you with a safety net if you have cash flow problems in the future. Now keep in mind, though, that you may need to put up equipment, inventory, or property as collateral for the line of credit. The lender will also typically look at health of your business credit history, and even your personal credit score to determine if you are credit worthy. You could also apply for a small business loan. If you feel like your current cash flow problems are an outlier and you don't anticipate needing a line of credit for the future, a small business loan may be the better choice. Now, while it can sometimes take weeks or even months to get funding through some business loans, several small business lenders offer more immediate funding. Note, however, that it can be tough to get a small business loan if your business is new or doesn't meet certain revenue minimums. You'll also have a hard time getting capital if your personal credit score isn't in good shape. And you can always check your personal and business credit scores online through the credit card companies or through a service called NAV, N-A-V. But if you can get approved, even higher interest rate business loans could be worth it to avoid the consequences of not paying your employees on time. The sixth tip would be to borrow from friends or family. Now, if you need cash now and you don't have time to go through the process of applying for a business loan or a line of credit, consider asking a trusted family member or friend for a short-term loan. Understand, however, that doing this can strain the relationship, especially if you end up struggling to pay them back. So it's important to treat this loan like you would any other. Draw up a contract and agree on terms, including payments and any interest they may want to charge you. Then make it a priority to pay back that loan on time or even early if possible. And you can use your business credit card. Some business credit cards allow you to take out a cash advance, which you can use to make payroll. And while this option is convenient, if you don't already have a business line of credit or a business loan in the works, it's generally best to use it as a last resort. That's because credit card cash advances often come with an upfront fee plus a high interest rate. What's more, credit card issuers typically don't offer grace periods on cash advances like they do with regular purchases, so interest would start accruing immediately. Again, all of these costs may pale in comparison to the potential legal fees and penalties that could come from missing payroll, but if you have cheaper options, then consider those first. Which options should you choose? There's obviously no one best solution for cash flow problems, so it's important that you consider all of these options and find the best one for your business. In general, it's best if you can manage to meet payroll without borrowing money. Even if you have to skip your own paycheck to make payroll for your employees, it could be better than the alternative. But if you have no other options to get the capital you need, compare the pros and cons of business lines of credit, small business loans, and business credit cards. Consider whether this is a one-time need or if you might have cash shortages again in the future. And also look at the potential costs in the form of fees and interest. You may still end up with an expensive loan, but if that's the cheapest solution available, you've done right by your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we've got to talk about your PR strategy and whether or not your small business needs it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business because you are a lucky dog. Listen to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join us. We have a little addition to the Crown Trophy family that I'm very excited about. Now, last year in May, I had to put our dog down. We had her for 15 years, and there's been this void in my life ever since. And ever since I was a kid, I've always had a dog in my house, and now to not have one, I'm losing my mind. So my son bought a puppy, and it's a little black lab, cute as a button puppy. And so he is in the shop every day. We're converting him and making him a shop dog. He goes home with him every night, comes in every morning, and man, it's to have a little 12-week-old puppy. I forgot how fun that was, but we are having a blast with him. So if you get a chance, stop by the store and ask to see our new sales rep, Sydney, because he is great at closing the deal. Once people see him, they fall in love with him, and then they remember why they're there in the first place to buy a product, and he's doing a really good job. And what a good dog, too. I mean, he tells you when he's got to go out. I mean, I'm excited. My employees don't even tell me that. So let's talk about your PR strategy for a minute. And hopefully, when I said that, you didn't all say, what PR strategy? So first, let's identify what a PR strategy is, and then does your small business need it? So as a small business owner, it's key that you do all that you can to maintain a strong and credible reputation in the public eye. And a solid public relations strategy can help you do just that. And if you follow the program today, you see how everything is kind of intertwined, particularly as it pertains to the last quarter this year. Now, let's talk about good public relations for just a minute. If you're a good person, you know, and you do well in the community, it's okay to self-promote a little bit of that. There have been times when I've promoted that we have students in from Hunterdon Central that are on the autism spectrum learning from us what it's like to work in a business. And so we don't mind promoting that, and the kids don't mind that we promote that, nor does the school, Hunterdon Central, that we work with through that. But if something were to go suddenly wrong, if you were arrested for something, you got caught with a DWI, if there was some part of your product was making people sick, that would be bad PR. So we want to work on your PR strategy and promoting the good PR so that people have a good feeling about doing business with you. So you're a small business owner, and I bet you've worked out a marketing strategy and written a finely tuned business plan, but what about a PR strategy? And if you said no to the first two, that you haven't done a business plan, that you don't have a marketing strategy, we're in trouble. It's an aspect of marketing that small businesses overlook. Now, I'm going to show you that it's important that every small business has one. So, in a nutshell, what is a PR strategy? Now, a public relations strategy lets your customers and the wider world know that your business even exists. According to the Chartered Institute of Public relations is about reputation, the result of what you do, what you say, and what others say about you. Now, of course, PR does a lot more than that. Essentially, it's all about forming a stronger relationship with your customers that's built on trust. In a world where trust is super important to customers, it's key that you do all that you can to maintain a strong PR reputation and to make that credible. You know, it's not enough to say we're the best. It's not enough to say we're very nice. It has to be backed up and be credible. And that is how it's perceived in the public eye, and a solid PR strategy can help you do just that. And it comes down to image and public perception. God, where have I heard those terms on this program before? Your company's image. If your image is exactly how you want it to look, people will respond to that. Moreover, PR doesn't need to be as expensive as advertising, but can have just as big of an impact. So why should you have a PR strategy? Well, the first is credibility. Customers put a lot of value on online reviews. In fact, 84% of people trust online reviews as much as their friends. The more credibility you can earn from testimonials, reviews, editorial content, and the like, the more favorable your business looks to people. All of these things help to shape positive public perceptions of your company. What about crisis management? Now imagine if there was a data breach at your company. It would place your customers' data in a perilous position, but would also put the reputation of your company in a perilous position too. Mismanagement of a data breach can cause a scandal and shape public opinion for the worse. It could even put your company out of business. If you have a PR strategy in place, however, you can avert a crisis by fanning the flames effectively and keeping the public on your side during tough times. It will also increase your visibility. There are lots of ways to reach your customers in 2018. Your social media, SEO, email, and so on. So why not add another point of contact? Small businesses like yours are in a fight to be seen and heard by your customers with lots of rival companies. Adding PR to your overall strategy just gives you more visibility. And it's affordable. One of the best things about PR is that it's affordable to small businesses. If you don't have a huge advertising budget, you can turn to PR, which in any case gives you more bang for your buck. It's a cost-effective way of shaping public perception of your company. So here's a small business PR strategy to-do list. The first is to determine what your goals are. Make a list of all the things you want to achieve with your PR strategy. Do you want to improve your brand's image, your store's reputation, or perhaps you want to increase the amount of people who turn up to events that are held by your company? Decide, plan, and take action. You also need to know, and this is in every part of public relations and marketing, you need to know who your target audience is. It's important that you identify who you are targeting with your PR strategy. Who do you want to be involved with your organization, and which individuals or companies do you want to lend support from? Once you've identified who your target audience is, then you need to be create objectives that will help you target them. What results do you want to achieve from each targeted group? What outcome do you want, and within what time frame? These questions need to be answered. You also have to strategize for each goal. Next, you need to work out how you will achieve your goals. And this includes how you will convey your messages, as well as which methods of communication you'll use. For example, you'll use social media, and if so, on which platforms? And then take a look at your current reputation across each platform and come up with a game plan to strengthen it. If your reputation isn't too strong at the moment on a particular platform, work out a strategy to reverse any negative public opinion. Hire an experienced agency. This last point is critical. Your brand is complex, and without an experienced PR agency who knows your company and your industry inside and out, your PR strategy will struggle to hit the bullseye. Ask to see a portfolio of their previous and current clients and what results they have helped them achieve. Only then will you know if they have the expertise to help a project or help project a favorable image of your company. All in all, creating and executing a PR strategy is essential for small businesses who need a cost-effective way of improving the public perception of their services. Essentially, it puts you in control of what people think of your organization. From there, your customers are yours to further build trust with your brand. So that's key, the reputation management, the PR. I recall a business years ago that the store owner had been arrested and was in possession of child pornography. He sold the business to two women who had absolutely no interest in child pornography. But the reputation, their sales sank so low, they were only hovering at around $200,000 in sales, that their sales sank so low that they were on the brink of, you know, going out of business. It took a lot of time, a lot of PR, and a lot of good faith on a lot of people to build that business back up. But it was doable. We had to change the name of the business. We had to promote the fact that these were now two women running this business, and that they were interested in the community. And we had to apologize up front for the actions of the previous owner and say, this is not who we are. This is not us. And eventually they went on to be very successful. But it's a long road to hoe, and you got to make sure that you're in it. And I give those women a lot of credit. In sports and NASCAR news, in the Monster Energy Series, Kyle Busch won last week's race at Richmond and punched his ticket to the next round of the playoffs. And while Busch will advance to the round of 12, four drivers, including Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson, Eric Jones, and Denny Hamlin, face elimination if they don't win this week or advance on points. This week, the teams head to Charlotte Motor Speedway for the inaugural Roval race, which will take place on the oval and infield road course at the Speedway. That race is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. In other NASCAR news, it was announced that driver A.J. Allmendinger will be out as driver of the number 47 JTD Doherty car at the end of this season. As mentioned earlier, Kenny Wallace was inducted into the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame last night. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros all have clinched their divisions in the American League, while the Braves have clinched their division, and the Cubs and Dodgers lead their divisions in the National League. In NFL football, Week 4 kicks off tonight with the Vikings playing the Rams. In local action, the Jets play Jacksonville this week, and the Eagles will play the Titans. The Giants take on the New Orleans Saints. In NCAA football, it's week number 5, and number 9 Penn State takes on number 4 Ohio State, and Rutgers will play Indiana. And all is right with the world of golf this week, as Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship last weekend, cementing his place as the number 2 golfer in the FedEx Cup final standings behind Dustin Rose. If you want to see how important Tiger is to golf, Google the video of him walking to the green on the 18th hole and the crowd behind him. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with a great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical